Proclamation number 6972 of 19th of November, 1957. Call of Jesus Christ in temptations and hardships through the adversary. When doubts creep into your hearts about the truthfulness of the divine word, when you fall into uncertainty, when it is necessary to stand up for it. When the inner joy of working in the vineyard of the Lord leaves you, then you know that you are severely harassed by God's adversary, who takes advantage of every weak hour to make you incapable of your God-serving task. But you have support in Jesus Christ. Don't forget that. If you call upon Him, He will confront the adversary and He will certainly push him back and not let your work for Him be endangered. But Jesus Christ demands one thing from you, that you completely hand yourselves over to Him, that you are willing to detach yourselves from the world and thus from your adversary, who is the Lord of this world. You will understand this when you consider that the adversary still has a claim on you as long as you still take pleasure in the world, and that he can then also still exert his influence on you in the form of what your heart is still attached to. And you will still have an inclination towards this world, even if your thoughts are mainly directed towards the spiritual kingdom. But they still often stray, and God's adversary then uses this to work on you in his will in order to alienate you more and more from the spiritual kingdom. But devotion to Jesus Christ protects you from him and you will be able to resist every temptation. For Jesus Christ is the victor over him. He has the power to push him away from you if you seriously want this. Jesus Christ is your Redeemer from sin and death. He brings you salvation of the soul. He stands ready for your protection and leaves no one in his adversary's hands who calls upon him in the battle against him. But the adversary will also let up in his oppressions if you are at his beck and call, if you turn to him again through the desire for the world. Then he will give you what you desire, and then you will be in serious danger of falling into his power again and turning away more and more from the spiritual kingdom. And thus only your serious will is necessary to be the property of your divine Redeemer Jesus Christ. Then he will have to let go of you and you will be saved for time and eternity. These words are addressed to all people who are in physical and spiritual distress, for as soon as they endeavor to live a life according to God's will, they are also exposed to constant temptations from the adversary, which are understandably particularly strong for those who have offered themselves to God for service. And so they are also often unusually harassed. But all have the one at their side who is truly their protection and shield in every adversity. Only call upon him in sincerity and hand yourselves over to him will lead you out of all adversity and you will be freed from all kinds of temptations. Amen.